Pride Week is coming up. When?
So it's running from June 3rd to June 10th.
All right. Maybe you can send me a list of all the events. The one that I really want to zero in on is nothing new for Pride Week in Timmins, but it's a drag show, right?
Yes.
Was there any thought given to maybe not having it because of all the negative press drag shows have been getting from certain corners, especially in the excited states, I mean the United States?
Yeah, so we knew that there would be some comments and potential people coming up and protesting our drag shows. It's nothing that hasn't been warned. But we decided that regardless of what's going on, the drag performances are important to the Pride movement. It was a drag queen that started the Stonewall riots, and has such, it's our obligation as a Pride organization to support the drag community.
Can you just remind me what the Stonewall riots are?
So the Stonewall riots are the first protests that took place in New York in 1969 at the Stonewall Inn, where the police were raiding a gay bar, and a drag queen decided to start a little bit of a revolution at the time, and got everybody riled up and started the riots in New York, which led to the first Pride parade.
Yet 54 years later, you're still facing opposition.
Yeah. So the thing is that we haven't really experienced that much protest up here in Timmins. When we do our parade, there may be one or two people that have a sign, but they're quiet off to the side, and we respect them, they respect us, and that's the whole point, right? Everybody has the right to their own opinion. But now we're getting a lot more comments, especially on our Facebook posts. But the odd thing is that they're not from local people. They're people who are down in Hamilton, some out in the US, some out in Toronto. So the fact is that we're not seeing the people of Timmins upset about it. So as such, we've decided we're just going to keep going, and if a busload of people were to show up, we have a plan in place. We are hiring additional security for all our events just in case, but we're still doing our Pride event because that's what we do.
So if they respect you, you respect them. They you
That's the
wouldn't try
thing
to break
because
up one of their activities, right?
that's right. And that's the thing about being Canadian. Everybody has a right to their opinion, and as long as you're respectful, have at it. As long as it's not overly disruptive, but we have a right to be at their events to protest whatever they have going on, and they have a right to protest at ours. And the thing is mutual respect, and we're allowed to disagree, but ultimately we need to be able to respect each other.
Exactly. Is this a drag show or a drag parade you're having?
So, we're having two drag shows. We've got one on the Saturday, which is our regular adults drag show being held at the Surge, and then we've got on the Friday we have an inclusive drag show that is taking place at the museum, which is accessible to people in wheelchairs, which we don't have initially at the Surge. It's an alcohol-free space. And people who are underaged can also attend with adult accompaniment.
That's a learning experience and a teaching experience with kids.
That's right. And the thing is that a lot of people, well, it seems like a lot of the protesters want to sexualize what the drag queens do. And I would like to challenge them to attend the drag show and see exactly what it is, because other than lip syncing and dancing, there's not very much sensuality in there. So, I mean, I would highly recommend anybody who has issues with it, just come by and check it out. See, experience it first before you gather an opinion from other people.
Right. And
Because I can tell you right now, the queens that we have that come down are always the most respectful. They're the greatest, nicest people that we have. So I mean, yeah.
okay, do you have anything you want to add?
No, not at this moment. Just the fact that we've got Pride Week coming up. I'll send you a listing of the events. And other than that, it's our 10th anniversary, and regardless of protests, we're powering our way through because that's what we do.
Live and let live.
That's right. That's right. Everybody has a right to be.